98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits, the band that got it started for Lionel Richie. That is the Commodores out of Tuskegee, Alabama. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is the JoJo Show. Have you heard this soccer story? This is weird. But I love how it's being treated in the press. You probably don't love it if you're the coach. The coach of the U.S. soccer team, so basically what happened was, the coach of the U.S. soccer team, his name is Greg Berhalter, had problems with this player, Gio Reyna. In fact, a lot of the talk during the World Cup was, why wasn't Gio Reyna playing? He's a 20-year-old who's pretty good. And at first it was like, well, he's recovering from an injury. And then all of a sudden these rumors came out that he had a bad attitude. And so he wasn't getting any playing time. And his dad, Gio Reyna's dad, Claudio, used to be the captain of the men's national team back in the 90s. And him and his mom had gone to school together at the University of North Carolina with Berhalter. And his mom knew of an incident where Berhalter kicked the woman he was dating at the time, which turned out later to be his wife, and they had kids with together. 30 years of marriage they've had since. But he kicked his wife back in the 90s, and she threatened to come forward with some information if Reyna didn't get playing time. So, in other words, the parents acted like typical soccer parents on any team in the U.S. If you've ever coached youth sports, you've seen these parents. You have. I'm reading from The Guardian now. I love this take on it. Every youth soccer parent, coach, and referee knows these parents. They're the ones who gush about their kids' new youth club in August and then rant against the coach when they leave it in May. They're the ones who intimidate coaches into substitutions at nearly every stoppage in play, lest a player be left on the sideline longer than a few minutes. They're the ones who gossip on anonymous message boards to trash coaches and clubs. To be sure, complaints about playing time in sports aren't exactly breaking news, but if there was a World Cup for such griping, the U.S. would surely win. There you go. That's what the rest of the world thinks of us now because of this weird soccer story. It's the JoJo Show on 98.7 FGR. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits. Let's do the audio ball.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Sounds from around the world on JoJo's Audio Vault. Let's start with this woman who bought a baby toy at Walmart. And apparently, the toy plays inappropriate jokes and comments.
My mom hears something and she calls us all in and she's like, it just said something about a drive-by shooting. I'm like, there's no way. So, let me see if I can get this quickly enough.
You'll never guess what makes a clip-clop, clip-clop, bang-bang, clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop noise. An Amish drive-by shooting.
Sold at Walmart. Walmart, explain this.
It's not a bad joke, though, right? That's not for kids, I guess. Looks, this sounds like a great idea, right? You run a boat that has a hot tub in it, and you take it out on a lake. It's all well and good until the boat sinks, and you call the rental company, and you go to voicemail.
Just a boom and a ball of fire kind of went along through the thing.
Having it go to voicemail when you know that you have people out on boats in the dark on a cold lake.
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying.
Yeah, they did survive, though, clearly. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking to you. Listen, it's tough enough as a young man, as a teenager, trying to date someone. But when their dad is Sly Stallone and dad calls to break up for her daughter, it's got to be intimidated.
How many breakup texts have you sent over the years?
Probably about 4 or 5. But I've done a lot of breakup telephone calls, too. They'll call, say, can I speak to Sistine? I go, no. When should I call back? How about maybe 2 weeks from never?
You are so protective.
In Egypt forever. Yeah, I don't want them to grow up.
Yeah, you don't, but they do, Dad, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you can't protect them forever. I found that out raising three daughters. It is the JoJo Show. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hit, 6:39 on a Thursday. It is the JoJo Show. Who's responsible for naming things? That's a difficult job, and there's probably a lot of pressure on it, but sometimes they get it wrong. Because I was reading this yesterday. This is what I come across. 2023 is a rare, common year because it started on a Sunday and will end on a Sunday. If it's rare, it can't be a common year. Am I right? If it's common, it's not rare. The last time this happened was in 2017. It won't happen again until 2034. See? It's not common at all. By the way, if you're superstitious, 2023 will have two Friday the 13th, including one a week from tomorrow. First Friday the 13th of the year, coming up in January.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
I don't know whether to feel good or sad about this story. It is good news because it's about a 34-year-old from England named Jess Mal, who just finished up a full year of trying one new thing a day. She was overwhelmed during the pandemic and thought it might help. And now that she's the happiest she's been in a decade. What makes me a little bit sad is the list of things she tried, having never tried before. One new thing a day. And I thought to myself, what kind of childhood did this kid have? Because, or this young woman, because I think I got most of these things done before I was 12. Some of the new things she tried last year: golfing. Yeah, I tried that. Not very good at it. Paddle boarding. Lock picking. Yeah, I have picked a lock in my life. Streaking. Done that. Line dancing. Done that, unfortunately. Learning her first magic trick. Yes. And here's the sad one. Running up a down escalator. She never did that in 34 years. The first time I saw an escalator, I said to myself, I got to get up that thing, going the wrong way. And she also tried her first espresso martini. Well, at least she's getting out and doing it. That, I think, is the good news. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It is the JoJo Show. Welcome to old-timey news. We haven't done old-timey news in a while because I lost a source of some of the articles that I was getting from the past. But I found one I thought was pretty good. Thought I'd share with you news from 1947. This is from the Grand Rapids Press. The headline is, Man 59 makes home 2 years beneath the Scribner Avenue sidewalk. Police discovered Tuesday that a 59-year-old... Well, they didn't discover this. They knew that guy was there. They had to have. There's no way. Police discovered Tuesday that a 59-year-old man had been living for 2 years in a cave-like dungeon under a sidewalk on Scribner Avenue just south of Bridge Street. Do you know where that is? Because allegedly there's... We'll get into this in a minute, but there's stairs there? I don't know. I feel like I've been by there, but I don't know. The man who was evicted at City Health Department request was George Berta, who had converted the hole into a home. You know the only trouble I ever had here? Should I talk like it's 1947? You know the only trouble I ever had here is rats. They run over my face at night. That's the only trouble he had? That's a lot of trouble. That would keep me out of the hole. But Berta's a better man than I am. Berta told the officers as they sent him away, Patrolman Charles Hawley and Trevor Street invaded the underground apartment Tuesday morning. They said only a makeshift partition separated the quarters from the open stairway leading from the sidewalk. See, that's where the stairway comes in. I'm trying to picture that, and I can't. They said Berta made his home in the damp cellar after he was unable to find other quarters. In other words, even back in 1947, the rent was too damn high. He had blocked off one end of the cellar to cut off cold drafts and had set up a cook stove, bed, and heating stove. Sounds like he's got his stuff together there. The apartment was dark and almost airless, they reported. I don't have any other place to go, Berta said when the officers informed him he would have to vacate. I've been doing odd jobs around here, he continued. Kind of want the guy to stay. He'd probably still be living there today, wouldn't he? Hopefully he would. I've been doing odd jobs around here. The folks in the building next door don't object to my staying there. The building next door is the Washington Shoe Repair Shop at 318 Bridge Street. Also, it's right on that corner. I still can't think of a stairway there. Hawley and Stout said that Berta denied having been living there permanently, but health officers say they had information that the man had made his home there for 2 years. They said they had received complaints from businesses and people in the neighborhood. Oh, yeah, there's always that busybody, right? There's a guy living in the sidewalk. Leave him alone. There you go. News from 1947, where people were living under the sidewalk in Grand Rapids. And the rats were the least of their problems. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It is January 5th, the day before what is celebrated in Christianity as the Epiphany. That's when the three wise men supposedly got to the nativity scene after hauling butt across the desert. So since today is officially the 12th day of Christmas, I'd like to present my gift to you. 12 drummers drumming, along with some drunk pipers from the night before. Because it's 11 pipers piping, right? Okay, just checking. Here you go, 12 drummers drumming. I just put 12 drummers drumming into YouTube and this is what came up. But I'm only counting six drummers, so I'm a little weirded out. I feel like I got gypped. I will only tell you this, that drummers apparently are in good shape because all these drummers are buff. There's no fat drummers here. The pipers are fat. The drummers are not. There you go. Happy 12th day of Christmas, everybody. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Trust me when I tell you, the studio version of that song sucks. It just sucks. But they had an energy when they performed it live at Budokan that was unmatched. And so, even though it failed as a single on its own, the live version went to number one, 741 with the JoJo Show. Just keep putting that energy into your life. That's what I'm saying, kind of. It's a weird New Year's thing, isn't it? I don't know. Look, we've all had moments in our life, I think, right? Where someone comes up to us and you go, you know who you look like? And then they'll say somebody famous. And in your head, you're going, where are you getting that from? Because I don't think I look like that guy at all or that girl. But how about if somebody comes up to you and says, you look like somebody infamous? I bring this up because, you know, they caught the Idaho, they have a suspect in the Idaho stabbings. There's four college kids. I don't know if you heard that story. The four college kids were stabbed at the University of Idaho, and they found this guy in Pennsylvania, and they extradited him yesterday. He's back facing charges now in Moscow, Idaho. They put his picture all over the place, and instantly I looked at him and said, that looks exactly like my college roommate in college. So I had to. You have to do this, right? You have to. Download a picture and then send it to him. I texted it to him and I said, dude, I didn't know 28-year-old you was a stabber. And he sent me back a message that contained words that had these letters as their first letter, GFY. And that was the reaction I was looking for. So it worked out pretty good. But has anybody ever come up to you and then said you look like somebody in it, but they're like infamous, like OJ Simpson or John Wayne Gacy? That would be awful. 616-459-9898. We'll meet somebody who that happened to. Coming up in just a few minutes. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Life has a funny way of helping you out. I have no idea what that means. 753, it is the JoJo Show, talking about being a friend of mine. When we were in college together, looks exactly like that dude they just busted for the Idaho murders. So I had to rub it in the other day. Have you ever been told, if somebody walks up to you and they say, you, sir, you look exactly like who?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
The serial killer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would ruin your day. That would ruin my day if somebody said, hey, you look like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, it stuck as a nickname and for a while, so I had to bear it. Listen to these other ones. Mr. Bean, who I didn't even know who that was, Mr. Bean, and then I got Tony Romo. The best I ever got was Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell. So I just thought I'd share. Oh, and another funny one. This guy, I was at a Christmas party, and he was told he looked like a fat Kenny Rogers. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's not nice, but you know, you can picture it in your head, can't you? You sure can. 616-459 98. You've heard of Two-Face from Batman. That guy's got four faces. Man, those are four dramatically different-looking people he's been compared to. But I feel bad for him because you can't unchange a nickname. Like, he was Dahmer for a number of years with his group of friends, and there's no way you can't. The more you protest, the more they call you that. You know how. That's why I'm called JoJo still to this day. 616-459-9898.
Not really infamous, but several years ago, before I started turning gray around the edges, I have a bit of a larger nose, and I had wire-rimmed glasses, and I had bleached my hair like a light blonde, almost to the point of being white. And I was substitute teaching in some, well, I can't say which school district, but different school districts. I'd walk into class and kids looked up and started, Jerry. And then I realized I had lost total control and nothing got done.
I love it. They saw you as Jerry Springer.
Sure did.
Oh, boy. That's.
I said, hey, if you don't settle down, I'm going to throw a chair at you. And then they just started laughing.
98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It is the JoJo Show. Michigan got a little bit excited last week because the University of Michigan was in the college playoffs and reached a fever pitch, and the NFL playoffs are coming up. Lions actually have a chance to get into the playoffs, so people are excited about that, reaching the pinnacle of the sports year for a lot of sports. However, it's also darts season in England. And they have the World Darts Championship going on. And I know what you're thinking. Boy, isn't that just a pub game? No, not in England. No. They play in arenas full of 15, 16,000 people. This is a leg for the ages, they call it, at the World Dart Championships last week. Guy by the name of Michael Smith is going to get a niner. That's nine straight points in a row. That's his leg. I guess it's rarely done. You want to hear a little of this? Yeah, you do.
Got to find a breaker throw in this set if he wants to level up the World Championship final. Michael Van Gogh.
That dude, who's a kind of a bald dude out of the Netherlands, just got 3 points in a row. Here comes Michael. One, two.
Yeah, the
three, all scoring. And they're scoring in that little thin part of the dartboard. Here's the Dutch guy again.
There may be
nothing
in it. They may both.
He got three in a row.
Michael may miss and Michael may hit. They're both on nine.
Two.
They're both on a nine.
Three in a row.
This is insane. Come on now.
Wow, the World Championship final. Michael Van Gogh.
Two in a row. Oh, he missed that one. So this is like it's the bottom of the ninth. Now, if this guy gets 3 points in a row in.
One man misses. Does the other man get? Seen the like. Come on, Spully Boy. Yes, double 12. Yeah. That is the most amazing leg of darts.
I don't know what he did, but it's the most amazing thing ever. And the Dutch guy just looks disappointed.
I can't speak.
Standing O. People are wearing Santa outfits and stuff. It's crazy. Just go to YouTube or Twitter and just search dart videos. They're hilarious and they're fantastic. I love every minute of it. 8:14, it is the JoJo. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Good news, I guess, if you're a big-time Journey fan. Greg Rowley, the original keyboard player for Journey, will be touring with them during their 50th anniversary tour. Greg sang co-lead vocals. In fact, was the lead vocalist before Steve Perry got in the band. And then was a co-vocalist for him for a couple of years before he walked off on his own. Greg, also a member of Santana for a long time. Let's do the audio vault.
This is a journey into sound.
Yes, yes, yes.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Here's a woman who got her kid a toy at Walmart for Christmas, only to find out that the toy makes inappropriate jokes.
My mom hears something and she calls us all in and she's like, it just said something about a drive-by shooting. I'm like, there's no way. So let me see if I can get this quickly enough.
You'll never guess what makes a clip-clop, clip-clop, bang-bang, clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop noise. An Amish drive-by shooting.
Sold at Walmart. Walmart, explain this.
It's not a bad joke, but it's not for kids. Love it. This seems like a good idea. You rent a boat that has a hot tub on it, then you can take it out on the lake. However, if something goes bad with the boat, don't call the rental company up. They won't help, as these people found out when the boat sank. And they called the rental company, only to get thrown to voicemail.
Just a boom and a ball of fire kind of went along through the thing.
Having it go to voicemail when you know that you have people out on boats in the dark on a cold lake.
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying.
Hey, they were busy, that's all. They clearly survived that incident, but there's an investigation going on. I still like the idea of running a hot tub on a boat, though. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It's the JoJo Show. A lot of people asking me, JoJo, can you believe what they did out there in Ottawa County with the legislature there? They put a leader in who lives in Kent County, and they're like, whoa, they're changing everything. And I'm like, yeah, I can believe that. I lived in Ottawa County for 6 years. It is hands down. I lived in Grand Haven. Hands down, Grand Haven, beautiful city, beautiful town. Met the strangest people I've ever met in my life there. My neighbors there were just weird. And so it doesn't surprise me at all. And they love to live their political identity. And I kind of keep that to myself. I don't, you know, I'm just not into that much. But these people, man, I had some strange neighbors. How strange? Oh, geez, I could tell you some stories. Buy me a couple beers, I could tell you some really good ones. But I'll keep it light, if that's possible. I had one neighbor across the street who was an elderly man. So he's probably no longer with us. He lived directly across the street from me. And he was always, you know, talking about the young people today. Now they don't know what they're doing. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. And then he would go home and he had this big screen TV that looked out onto the street and he would never close his blinds. And he would watch hardcore pornography pretty religiously. And I pointed out to him once that everybody could see that. And he got mad at me for invading his privacy. I'm like, I'm not invading your privacy, dude. I'm just looking out my window. That's what I'm doing. And another neighbor there who was an alcoholic, and he told me that it got desperate for him once, and he drank a can of Sterno. And I told him at that point he probably should have gotten help, and he, again, blamed me for sticking my nose in his business. I'm like, you told me? What do you want me to do? Go, that's okay? That's not okay. Anyway, like I said, doesn't surprise me.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
You know, I feel both happy and sad about this story about a 34-year-old woman from England. Her name is Jess Mel, and she's been depressed for a while. So at the age of 34, during the pandemic, she set out a quest last year of trying something new every day. Which is a good thing to do. And that's a good thing. Because it got her away from her depression and she found out she could do so many different things. But then I'm looking at the list of things that she did. And I'm like, why didn't she do that when she was younger? Like, where were her parents? For instance, at 34. This is, keep in mind, she said, I'm going to do one new thing a day. That means she hadn't done this before. Toasted a marshmallow on a fire. She's done that before she was 5. Went pumpkin picking. Where were her parents? I feel bad. Some of the other things here. Caught a grape in her mouth. Again, something I did when I was 12. Get successfully across the monkey bars at a park. Again, something I did when I was a kid. So, I don't know. I'm happy for her that she found joy in doing the simple things in life. I'm sad that she didn't do them earlier.